Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Drex and Nina, B96. Good morning, along with Gabe. So check this out. Ways to flirt without saying a word.
Ooh, I like it.
Yes. And I guess this is guys, right? Because this is from Men's Health.
Okay, so then this is the way for ladies to identify if the dude's actually flirting with them or not.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Or suggestions to men on ways to flirt without actually saying a word.
Okay.
I don't know. Ladies, you can roll with this if you'd like. 312-591-9696. What do you think? Number one, spread out. Sit at a table with one arm draped over a nearby chair. I love that.
So it's inviting?
Yeah, I guess. Or at least lean into the bar with your arms spread wide apart.
They're talking about this is guys doing this?
Yes, this is what guys should do.
I'm gonna go ahead and give the opposing view to that.
Please.
Fellas, you should not do that. That's called manscaping.
That's what I was thinking.
And that's when you take up the majority of the space. It's something that men do often in office spaces and in meetings. If you ever watch your boss at a round table, he'll put his hands above his head. That's called the hooded cobra. So yeah, manscaping is actually something.
Yeah.
Manscaping is actually something that turns off women. And that's why women, in turn, they try to occupy the least amount of space possible. So although that's saying that they're flirting, it could be like some like man.
Well, misogynistic
like,
kind of stuff.
Yeah, misogynistic kind of flirting. Like, yeah, I'm but you running know, this
here's, here's what
I thought manscaping was something else.
Well, that there is that,
yes,
too.
That too. Yeah,
mansplaining, stuff like that. People on the L know
so
that.
So what does it say about the taking
of
space?
So, well, the spreading out thing is to convey control of the personal space and physical space. And women interpret that as a sign of dominance. A key trait they say boosting your attractiveness.
Okay.
But yes, you're right. If you go to a bar, you'll see dudes doing that all the time. Mm-hmm. I don't know what that's code for. I always figure it's code for, I don't want another dude sitting down beside me.
Yeah, right. I'm trying to take up more space. I never thought about this, and I've never heard of the cobra head thing.
Hooded cobra.
Hooded cobra.
Yeah, sign of dominance in meetings.
Interesting.
Our boss does it all the time.
he does?
Pay attention to it next time.
Okay.
All the time.
You guys, we're in school now.
Well, we've never really sat. You mean, I only see this in meetings where you're sitting down.
Yeah, you wouldn't stand up doing
right,
a hooded cobra.
Because that would look
kind of weird. Yeah,
so, I mean, our boss always, he's always standing, it seems.
Well, we'll take note. Moving forward.
Next one, ways to flirt without saying a word. Open up. Men who don't cross their arms are seen as more attractive, active, and persuasive. So the study finds, and avoid poses that will constrict your clothes or, you know, closing off your body. Instead, sit or stand with your legs apart and your elbows away from your sides.
If
you cross your arms, you look defensive.
Well, you look defensive, and the reason why people cross the arms, the actual reason why, is because that's where your most vital organs are. So your natural instinct is to protect your vital organs when you feel defensive.
Right.
So therefore, your heart.
What? I don't know any of this stuff.
Oh,
you guys,
yeah,
anybody
well,
else out there taking notes right now? Go ahead, hit record on your phone.
I told you, degrees are in economics and behavioral communication, not radio.
Okay, wheelhouse.
And common sense, too. I mean, that cross your arms thing always looks like you're in a defensive position.
Yeah.
For sure. Even if this has nothing to do with flirting, it's just, you know, if you're in a meeting or if you're in a group, you're having a conversation, and somebody has their arms crossed, it's just like, oh, well, that person's uptight about something.
Yeah, it's like you're closing them off from the conversation.
Right.
So the best thing to do is put both your hands flat on a table, especially like during an interview that you're going to.
Yeah.
Right. The worst thing you want to do is, because most people think if I don't cross my arms, well, at least I could fold my hands.
Right.
Well, that's another sign of weakness and defensiveness, right? When you fold them, when you interlock your fingers. What you want to do is the steeple pose.
Oh, my God.
I'm being serious.
Yeah, no.
I'm being serious.
About this.
I'm laughing because
right.
I have no idea.
What you want to do
These
is you want to do the
skills.
Steeple. So what you're doing, what that means is, this is when you're Adidas, it's a position of power. It makes people think subconsciously that you're dominant. You know what you're talking about. You're taking the tips of your fingers, each finger, and you're putting up, you guys have seen this pose before.
Yes,
yeah.
So where the tips of your fingers meet, your index finger, your middle finger, they all meet, and you just kind of hold it like that on the table, and it just shows confidence subconsciously. People
you will
that.
See people do this on television, especially the cable TV news shows.
Yeah.
Then am I a sick person? Because I think it's super sexy when you cross your arms.
Yes.
Yes. You're the...
As a behavior community, that also says...
You're the exception to that rule, yes.
Okay, good. Moving forward.
You never knew that? That looks defensive? That looks like they're hiding something, or they don't want you to be too close. That's kind of like a back-off move.
Oh, for me, it's like, that's a challenge. Okay, keep going.
Well, there you go. Dial down your smile, guys. Women regard too much smiling as a sign of being too feminine or timid, both of which are turnoffs to the ladies, as this study finds. That doesn't mean you need to keep their, arrested bitch face working there or anything. After all, women are attracted to men who seem fun and approachable. Just lose the permanent grin.
Okay.
Yep. Where do you spend the majority of the time looking at a guy? In their face.
Yeah.
So the human knows what a fake smile looks like.
True.
So if you're constantly smiling, there's no way it's a genuine smile the majority of the time. So it's best to just kind of have a regular face. And then smile so that way people can acknowledge
like the little
half genuine
smirk, and then you're like, ooh, was that at me?
Yes.
Jeez.
You gotta take it in somehow.
Yeah, this one's kind of interesting. Ways to flirt without saying a word. This is guys to the ladies. Okay, touch your guy friends. Grab your buddy, slap his back. Touching your male friend, with limits, of course, signals social status and dominance, which women dig.
That's so funny. Hey, lady, I like you, but I'm going to come here, bro.
You do it all the time. It's just kind of like, oh my gosh, stop playing around. You're so crazy. Yeah. And then you hit him on the shoulder.
Yeah.
Right. Touch your face. Every couple minutes, rub your jaw or scratch your chin. This will draw attention to your most masculine features. And the lower portion of your face is directly linked with the testosterone level that you have. Even if you don't have a chiseled jaw, directing the attention down there makes them seem, you seem more attractive to the ladies.
Okay.
Got that?
Got it.
Yep, got it.
You should be looking for these things, Nina. Copy her moves.
Mirroring.
Suddenly. Yeah. Well, you...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.